rank, her points average is going down, so who knows what would have happened if she would have stayed in. But it's been crazy and it's been fun. You know, it's been kind of like a roller coaster ride. You know, been very close to, you know, regaining number one the last couple weeks. And, you know, got a couple more weeks to do it.
You had a real good first 50 holes last week, your last tournament. What happened over those final 20? Have you been able to figure it out, or do you just...
Well, I mean, I'm human. It's golf. I mean, I played amazing golf for the first 50... Actually, more than that. More like over 50 holes. And I just kind of hit a streak where the putter went cold. And that magnifies your mistakes. You know, I hit a couple bad shots, and nothing went in. And those kind of add up in the wrong direction. So
how good is
it's
this?
Golf.
How good is this for the LPGA Tour to have it wide open and to have the changing, you know, the changes that have been up at the top spot, you know, the three of you guys going back and forth? How good is that for the tour?
I think it's amazing. I think that the more we can get the word out that the LPGA is exciting and it's something to watch, and there's an American, obviously me now, up there in the mix to be number one in the world, I think that we'll get a lot more fans, a lot more people interested. It's a good time for us.
How much pressure comes with that, being an American and being in that spot, in that position to get that number one ranking?
I think it's a good kind of pressure. I don't think it's a bad kind of pressure. It's an opportunity, you know. And it's been a long time since an American's had the ability to, you know, end year number one. So I think that just gotta go for it. You know, there's nothing to lose.
I think it's important to have an American back on top.
I think it is.
Whether
I think
you or anybody else.
I mean, we already have such an international membership and an international fan base. I think that we need to grow our fan base in the United States again, mm-hmm. so that we can grow and have more tournaments, more sponsors here. Mm-hmm. When I first came out on tour, we had over 40 tournaments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, now we have 26. Mm-hmm. It's quite a change in 10 years or something.
When's the last time you played here?
Played in the United States?
No, in this tournament here.
Like 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think I only missed 1 or 2 years.
Okay. You won it in 2002.
Yeah, it was my first tour win at 12 Bridges.
What do you remember about that?
I mean, it was amazing to get my first win. It was, you know, a end of a long kind of drought, because
right.
It took me 6 years to win, and I had finished second a lot before then, and it was like a level that I reached, you know, the first mini level in many levels of my career.
Did it, because it took you 6 years to get that first win, was it easy? I mean, I know in other sports, a rookie gets into the playoffs and he thinks, oh, it's going to happen every year, and
yeah.
It's a shock when they don't.
Yeah.
Because it took you so long, was it easier to go to the next one or to...
Well, I think the second one was just as hard,
yeah.
frankly, because I think the following year I didn't win a tournament and then I won three. So I think that once I got the second win, I was like, okay, I'm a multiple tour winner now. I can keep doing this. I have to keep working hard and do all the right things. But, you know, first and second win were, you know, I think the first win was amazing. But, you know, since I went a while before I got my second win, it was kind of like the first one all over again.
What was the LPGA win like for you this year?
Oh, it's a dream performance. I mean, I feel like I could have, you know, easily won by 6 or 7 last week. I just didn't have a good Sunday. You know, I had 3 weeks off where, you know, I was in the middle of, you know, running, you know, opening our women's health center in Jersey, running our event, moving, you know, doing a bunch of stuff, and I really only got to practice 3 or 4 days before last week. So I think that I was even in that position was amazing. You know, it's a testament to the kind of talent that I have, but I think that, you know, Sundays, when you haven't played for a while, you know, Sunday's a different thing. You need to be sharp. You need to be ready. And I think that, you know, not having played for 3 weeks, I mean, it was the first kind of 3 days were kind of easy, and then, you know, Sunday's when you really kind of bear down and you try and get it done, and I was a little rusty in that respect.
I remember talking about